Blog Talk Radio.
Make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone, actually your location, and you can chat with Dr. Rosa D. Smith as we talk about happy things. And that's what the happy hour is all about. We're going to focus on what sometimes we'll identify as a topic of discussion. Some people say it's an issue. Sometimes it's not. We're just going to talk about this is in regards to relationships tonight. You also can check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com, WBSW Internet Talk Radio is how you'll get us on the web link. We're also being broadcast live on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, and that's facebook.com/DRL, the Alberto Smith, along with Instagram. @gmail.com. And we also ask you to send a name as a transaction that you can attach with your name. You can do Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle, and all that comes to the same email address. So we truly want you to be a part. We're comfortable and excited about giving away hotel stay truly not on this continent. Well, we're looking to do it over in the Europe as well as in the Middle East and in Asia as well. So we're really excited about that. So let me kind of share with you what we're doing. We have a raffle. Your name, along with a means of transaction, goes into the pot. We give away trips. Our next set of trips is going to be throughout the rest of this month and really all until January. We have a 5-night, 6 days to Paris, France, and one of the luxury hotels. We take care of the hotel. You take care of the travel now and all the amenities. We're also setting to go to Dubai, and we're looking forward to going to that particular area to allow our individuals to have a 5-night, 6-night stay in Dubai. We're also going to come back on this continent, and we're going to focus on giving away trips to Atlanta again, because that's what's part of our first New Orleans, Orlando, and let's see, can we manipulate something? Maybe probably Miami, or then we're also looking at going to Cancun, Hawaii, which would be a new one that we're giving out, as well as Las Vegas and the Grand Canyon. Those are the ones we have already kind of given out. And we want to be able to allow you an opportunity about making sure you get your name in. You can type it in on any interactive platform we're looking here, along with Facebook, Instagram, or you can call in, or you can Twitter, type it in. That's WBSW Radio. Radio, type it in, send your name along with a means of transaction so we can move forth. Now, with our transaction, when we get it, we give away what we call love offering. We're sending money to you based on that means of transaction. There's nothing you have to do with that. You'll just receive that. But we also will wrap all gas cards, gas vouchers, gift cards, food vouchers, along with we will set it up that we'll actually go to one of the business around here, and we will pay for full tanks. We're going to do it from time to time. So we want to really give it back to what we have and decide if I have an opportunity to do this. What we truly want to talk about today, because we're focusing on relationships, and today will be about dating. Are you casual or intentional dating? And it's sort of like a spin-off last show we had for Dr. Lowe's show, which is the Real Relationship Talk Show. We want to spin off and we want to focus on, we mentioned casual and we mentioned intentional. And we truly want to kind of go a little bit in depth, but we couldn't because we were focusing on long-term relationship and marriage. And we just wanted to kind of look at this and see how maybe they tie into the long-term relationship and the marriage. So our title again today is, Are You Casual or Intentional Dating? And I ask you to think about that, because before you can really give an answer, you need to have a definition of what truly casual dating means, as well as we're going to look at intentional. Well, we're going to do casual first. See, sometimes we get caught up in situations. Casual dating is nothing but a situationship, because this type of dating, there's really no focus on being with somebody or a focus on commitment. It's all a focus on enjoying yourself, having fun, and just doing some of the things you do as a single person. So if you want to do casual dating, you are really ready to just hang out with someone on a basis. And it's truly saying one thing. You're not very serious about a relationship, or you're not ready for a real relationship. So in essence, you're more comfortable with a situationship, meaning you don't have to give nothing but a short-term commitment. And that short-term commitment doesn't require a whole lot out of you. The longest time based on various data for a long-term or a casual dating situation is 2 to 3 years. See, when we're talking about intentional dating, you're looking for a favorable outcome, and you're talking about being able to be committed and carrying it beyond that. So when we're talking about casual dating, we just really don't have a whole lot of interest in really being with that person, but it is an opportunity for a situationship. So it's become casual, no commitment. You don't have to put anything in, but sometimes you think a lot should be taken out of it. So when we're not really serious about dating, then we fall in the casual category. The question is, how do you know if you're casually dating? Some people not even sure, because they don't even understand all the types of dating. And they may be put in a situation they think is casual, and it may be a situationship, and you make this, it could be serious, but it's not serious. But truly, we know it's not intentional. It's just something you're truly, as I said earlier, having fun and enjoying someone's company. There's no plans of the future. See, when you know you're not in a relationship or an intentional relationship, because there's no plan for the future. That's called casual. See, you spend a lot of time thinking of what can happen now. You want to do the things. You're going to go do the club, and you're going to do little trips, and you're going to do all that. What it is, you get enjoying life right now. Like that situation came out long ago probably about 2 or 3 years, maybe before the pandemic, I believe, was a song, Living My Best Life. And that's what some people, when they're dealing with casual dating, is more or less looking at is their best life. So they truly know that's their intention. Their intention just to be a part of a relationship, whether it's for a 6 month, 1 month, 2 months, or 2 years, or 3 years. Truly, truly. So you ask yourself, what is the point of casual dating? Before we move forward, we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Actually, the location in your chat with Dr. Rosa D. Smith as we take the title, are you casual or intentional dating? You have to ask yourself, that question was for you as you own the line to think about. I want to give a shout out to Faith _ Ronnie 0001. Thank you for taking time to be a part of this tonight. Truly, God has given us the opportunity to share some information. Before we move forward, we want to make sure we give a shout out to our sponsor. We'll take this opportunity to pay a few bills right now. So truly, give me a minute to put it in play so we can give a shout out to those individuals that's here. First of all, we want to share with you some of the events that's coming in the month of August, and we want to make sure those individuals are getting a chance to talk about what they're trying to do. And the first one is the Blue Royal Ale. This is sponsored by the Brothers and Sisters of Ambition, along with the Brothers of Sigma Chapter of Phi Beta Sigma in Greenville, Alabama. So we truly want to kind of let that one get into play, and I'm trying to roll through it. But, you know, as soon as we find it, we'll make sure we play that. We also want to give a shout-out to Tristat LLC. It's a consulting firm to meet your needs. What their specialty is, they work with you when you have already been awarded a grant and you're going through the administrative part. They help you get your papers and get your information in order so you can be able to sit down and share with those individuals who awarded you the money what exactly, you know, you were able to receive and how you used it. And Mr. William Scott is the owner, and his number is 334, truly important, 320-5438. Mr. William Scott, twice LC, 334-320-5438. And one more ad I want to run by you right quick, and this is Baptist Hill Missionary Baptist Church, 417 State Highway, 97 North, Lounsbury, Alabama. The pastor is Dr. J.C. Coleman, a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. The theme is a divine revival. The scripture and the focus of the 2 days will be 2 Timothy 3:16. It starts on August the 22nd at 6:30. And it will have, it will end on the 24th, saying that they're going to be on the 22nd. You come at 6:30 on the 23rd. You come to 6:30 at 24th. And they have some awesome guest pastors. You have Pastor Tony Peoples, the Love Center Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and Good Hope in Weeka, Alabama. He's a member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. Pastor Shedrick Abner, Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama. He's a bigger sci-fi fraternity. And Pastor Dr. Bob Nelson Litter, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and the pastor of the historical Galileo Baptist Church in Panola, Alabama. So check them out. You can go to Facebook, where you can go to J.C. Coleman page, and you'll find out more information. You also can go to Dr. Bob Nelson Little. It'll be Dr. B. Nelson Little, and you can find out more information about this event. So it truly is an awesome event that's set up. So please join them if you're in the area, because God is blessed. So let me give a shout out to Charlie's Angel. Charlie, thank you so much. Nurse Jennifer Jackson, that's one in, and she has awesome things she's doing. And while she's here, I might as well just jump on here and play her. If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Lottie's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. Check them out. Just go to Facebook and type in Jennifer with one N Jackson along with Charlie's Angel, and you can make contact with her as the CEO, and y'all can discuss what product you're interested in purchasing, and she can tell you where her upcoming events are, might be somewhere close to you. What is the point of casual dating? That's the next topic we want to focus on. See, one of the Johnson_Rose0001, thank you for joining us as well and being a part of this. Really, we just want to talk about casual and intentional dating. There's a couple more areas we want to focus on, casual and casual and some benefits and risks. See, there are some benefits and some risks of casual dating. One night stand, situationships, friends with benefits. For some people, there are risks. Some people, there are benefits. Let's look at some of the benefits of casual dating. One thing you can say about a benefit of casual dating, you get to have romance and touch in your life without committing. Just think about it. You get to have romance and touch in your life without commitment of a serious or long-term relationship. That's one of the things that people see. That's why they choose to take that direction. You have someone to hang out with in your downtime. So just remember, casual dating puts you in a situation with somebody just hanging out, be able to enjoy and just have company. You have someone to couple, and a relationship thing with or without commitment. So you're choosing to be able to go out with someone, and then we'll couple and get with some friends, make two couples, and then you got the foursome. Truly, if that's where you don't want to put a commitment into it, then you can take that route. But I like to, for a minute, for you to think about commitment. See, we're committed. Things that we do, we are committed to it. That means that we have made our mind that we're going to be able to do it. So if I'm going to spend all my time on casual dating, the fear of commitment. I'm going to put that out there. Then most likely, I'm not going to gain a whole lot, but like you said, the joy of having someone as a partner, going out doing things. But your time is one thing that you can control, and energy. Why waste time if you don't see a favorable outcome? As we talk about the benefits, you have to also realize you can get to know someone in laid-back and press-free ways. And I don't know why they feel like relationships or intentional dating toward a favorable outcome is a pressure on you. You create your own pressure through the choices that you make. You can potentially date multiple people at the same time. That's why a lot of people, they can be calling a lot of people and talk to them and do a lot of things because they're saying, I'm not in a committed relationship. It's just casual. I'm just in a situationship. So I'm not really in a, I'm able to go through several and search through several people to see who are the individuals I want to be with. So truly, truly, that's one of the things that you're dealing with. The next thing that you have sex with a regular partner. That guarantee that you feel that urge and you feel that chase that you, if you didn't have anybody, or you bouncing around with several, have somebody on a regular basis. So that, to you, that's a benefit if you are focused on nothing but situationship and casual dating. You get the time, you get a chance to spend time with someone you like who likes you back. Because if they're going out with you, they like you. They like you. So just remember that. And the last thing, you get a chance to know someone in a casual way. And it gives you an opportunity to decide whether you want to pursue a serious relationship. Those are the benefits of a casual relationship. Now look at the risk, because it's always going to be risk. And we have to always keep that in mind. There's going to be risk in everything we do. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, actually your location, and you'll chat with Dr. Loza D. Smith as we truly look at casual dating and intentional dating. Which one is comfortable for you? Are you casual dating? Are you excited about just being around or having somebody that makes you a couple? Or are you truly want to put the effort in to be committed for a long-lasting relationship that have favorable outcomes? We always have to look at that. We want to give a shout-out to our next sponsor. That's Mary Ruth Restaurant, who will be providing the food for the Blue Royale, sponsored by the Sisters and Brothers of Ambition and the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, Greenville, Alabama. It'll be held on the 26th from 8 p.m. to 12 p.m. at the Beeland Recreation Park in Greenville, Alabama. And the music will be played by and presented and performed by DJ Darryl E. out of the Big KD out of Montgomery, Alabama, as well as Otagaville. We'll say Otagaville, they want to say. If you want to purchase a ticket, tickets are $25 up until August 10th, which is tomorrow. You can email Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville at gmail.com. And if you don't get it by the 10th, the $35 will come into play after that, up until the day of the show. Or you can call 334-301-8775. So we truly want you to be a part of it. But this is Mary Ruth, and we want to give them the opportunity.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. In meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers, Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays. Barbecue Saturdays. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm, good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Awesome job. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. Highway 106 West. And you can give them a call at 334-549-0950. The co-owners, you have a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Brother Marvin Lala Smith, and his wife, Pastor Sarah Katrina Roper Smith, and they will cater. They cater, but you can visit the restaurant on Highway 106. Check them out. Awesome food. Southern, one of the finest opportunity of eating Southern food I've had in a while. So we give a shout out to both of the co-owners of Mary Ruth Restaurant. Well, some other people joining us. We have Kush H 808, Thorn Webb joining us. We have Shane LaRitchie. We have Wash Old Da B Down. See, we have some names on here. We're just working on. We're trying to make sure we get through the process and share and identify risks of casual dating. I want to share this with you because I think it's important. I gave you the benefits. Let's look at the risks. See, one of the main risks that you involve is that you can develop feelings for that person you're spending that time, or you're having a relationship with, intimate with the person. You start developing feelings, and the thing about it is that don't develop the feeling unless you're ready to be committed. So you have a risk once you get involved with an individual, whether it's through casual situationships. You can develop feelings. See, another thing is when you're developing feelings, you develop emotional attachment. See, we talk about your well-being. And one of the most important well-beings out of all of the ones, there are many, but the five we focus on is physical, mental, spiritual, and financial. Then we have a social environment. But the one is emotional. It's just said, the risk of casual dating or dating multiple people is you have romantic feelings for that person or those persons. And now you're working on a chaotic situation. On top of that, your emotional attachment will be to that person because you're around that person. In essence, sometimes they'll feel the same way. When you feel the same way and you both and made that decision that you don't want nothing long term, then, you know, it may become serious or somehow it can't reach its favorable outcome because you already said that you wasn't ready to be in a committed relationship. The other person, on the other hand, developed the feelings for you, even though you don't feel that way. You may not feel the same way, but they'll develop feelings. You're hoping they develop feelings, but then you have to go back to the discussion you had from the beginning. We're just casual dating. Nothing serious going to come out of this. It's a situationship. So when you start developing that emotional part, that's when it really comes to some challenges for some people. Sometimes they communicate early are clear about whether your intentions are. See, that's why we talk about the difference between casual dating and intentional dating. Because a lot of times people intermingle it, intertwine it. Whereas, you know, you start out with just casual, ain't going to be none, I ain't looking for this because I'm always looking for the next opportunity. And then you could develop those feelings for that person. But since that person said, well, you said we weren't looking in that direction, and they don't feel the same way. And a lot of times people get upset. That's when that emotional part come in. Because what they start doing is they try to make the person that don't feel the same way they feel good. You with me, you're doing this right here, we had a couple, we're going out and everything. That's why it's always hard, and some people don't want to understand this. It's hard to have a male as a friend because he has those opportunities to have feelings towards you. And when you get in a situation, you might be calling on that person at a time you're going through, and at that time you remember, okay, you was there for me. So it's kind of challenging when you look at it that way. You have to be kind of careful when you start still trying to hold on to those attachments of friends, from especially dealing with males and females. That's how it can become a situationship too as well. Also, some people may use casual dating as an excuse to avoid communicating about their needs and their boundaries. See, you got some needs and boundaries. We all got to receive one of the biggest challenges. I'm kind of bouncing around in a relationship and in dating is you got to have boundaries. And you have to let the other person know you have boundaries. Now, your needs, it might not be that point to get to unless you plan on intentionally dating that individual. But in casual dating, but that can come up. That's the risk you have. So you have to be very careful about that, because sometimes we get caught up in allowing our feelings to control and direct us. See, that means our emotional cue, our emotional well-being is not mature enough, because feeling is dominating. See, feeling is nothing but an emotion, and it shouldn't dominate your life. It's I feel, I feel, I feel. It is not all about that. When we hear things, then using our acting skills, we listen, then we contemplate what we heard so we can articulate it to it. But you can't let it be based on your feelings. And it's easy when we put our feelings out there, we can get hurt. So you have to be very careful. That's the risk. That you avoid communicating your needs and your boundaries because you really weren't looking for this to be much more than just a casual situation. And it's all about a situationship. Let's give a shout out to a couple of individuals joining us. We have Shanley Arriti. Thank you so much. Aquaman. Ambrosial lap portion. Thank you so much. Partition. That's what it is. Thank you so much for joining us. Those individuals joining us on Tumblr, and it's good to have them in there. We also want to give a shout out to another sponsor, and that's L&T Solworth Lawn Service. That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do. Get a chance, check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, and that's Mr. Anthony Starworth. You can go to Facebook and type in Anthony Starworth. work and connect with them that way, or you can give them a call at 334-300-7401. So give a shout out to them if you need some expert lawn service or manicuring of your yard. Give them a call. If you're South Central Alabama, he will be able to accommodate you. Here are some tips on casual dating. Then we'll move forth and look at our intentional dating. These are some tips. Know what you want and why you want it. That's one tip. Know what you want and why you want it. That's why it's so important as we roll into intentional dating. Intentional means I'm dating you intentionally for a favorable outcome, and that's marriage. If you in a casual dating situation, you got to know what you want and why you want it. If you say, I want to just for us to hang out, enjoy ourselves, have fun, and you can be my date, I need a date, but you understand I'm dating 5-6 other people, if that's what you want. But you got to know what you want and why you want it. You got to be able to tell your partner exactly what you want from that casual relationship. You have to be able to articulate. You have to be able to communicate with that person. You got to be honest. Be honest with yourself. And that's saying, okay, I'm only casual or situation, and I'm not trying to be serious. I'm not trying to be intentional. I'm just intentionally having fun. And by me having fun, I'm not looking for that long-term commitment that is required to make sure I function at a level going into the future. Stay true to yourself. Stay true to yourself. See, some people not willing to be true to themselves, they lose their what they said from the beginning. They have those feelings, or you don't get feelings, and it end up a situation. But you got to be true to yourself. I informed you from the beginning. This is a casual dating, the only thing I want to do. That gives me an opportunity not to be serious, not to have a commitment, and if it was for a very short term, and that's truly how it's going to be. When you communicate with people, it works out so much better for you because they know where you're coming from. What I truly think you have an opportunity to do is to be able to let people see you from your inner self, not your outer self. Be true to yourself. Now you want to take the step from casual dating to intentional dating. You have to understand intentional dating is basically being more reflected and mindful when it comes to choosing who you want to date. See, when you meet a person and you have an interest in them, and the first thing you tell them, I'm intentionally dating to have a favorable outcome, and that's marriage. Lasting commitment. I want their long-term commitment. That's what I want. People have a tendency to understand where you're coming from. So you got to let them know why you want to be in that relationship. What core factors that's important to you to be in that relationship? Are you focused on understanding my well-being? And I want to understand your well-being. I want to understand your love language. And you understand my love. We don't have to have the same love language to be in an intentional. Truly, let's not get caught up, because some people do. And what you want to do when you're talking about intentional is you must emphasize quality over quantity. When we meet, when we're dating, I got to see that it's not how many times, it's the quality of the date. Because we're intentionally dating. We have to see a real connection, not a superficial connection. See, that's intentional dating. Intentionally dating you for the purpose of the long-lasting commitment. I'm intentionally dating you to be married. See, if you do that, you will have more success in the dating market because you laid everything out. Some people ask when you're supposed to do it. I tell you, do it as early as possible. Because, see, one thing you do control, I mean, two things you control is time and energy. If you feel the time, you need to let the person know. You don't have the energy, you don't put the energy in, you need to let the person know. So you got, when they say, I'm looking for intentional relationship, dating, and to out favor outcomes of being married, and you say, I'm not looking for that, you both need to go your separate ways. Don't stay there thinking you can change an adult mind. See, people will change their mind only when they want to, not when you requesting them or you hang around them long enough. You're going to give them, I'm going to give them benefit of the doubt. If I stay around them long enough, they'll change their mind. It don't always work that way. And to be very careful about that, because that's when your emotional cue will be challenged and you'll have a problem dealing with it. Now, you ask the question, how do I intentionally date someone? I'm going to give you a few things on how, I mean, you should do when you're intentionally dating and what intentional dating is and how to get started with it now. I mentioned from the beginning, you have to be clear on what you want out of dating. That's why I say you tell the person that have an interest in you that I'm intentional dating because I want to be married. The days of having fun and doing all that, enjoying myself casually, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to intentionally be able to date you. If we can truly, truly have fun, that's positive. I only want that. I'm not going to waste my time on a person that's not going to do that. See, when they hear that from you, they have to make a choice then. Because you're clear about what you want out of this date. You're being authentic and genuine. You're telling them, this is what it's all about. I'm coming to you this way. So you have to understand it. If you can't understand, sorry, you need to move on. You have to, when people show themselves, leave, walk away, because you can't change individuals. You have to be authentic. You also have to go at your pace. Just remember, go at your pace. Don't try to speed it up when you're not ready for what actually can happen at the higher pace. Keep your commitment to yourself. So you have to commit to yourself, and that commitment with, well, I'm here intentionally today to be married. This is my commitment to this relationship. And we're going to have to, if we're going to do this, we're going to have to be on the same page. Can't be opposite. That's why I said they're not interested in a marriage. You got to walk away from them sometime as fast as you can. Know when to say goodbye. That's what I just said. Run as fast as you can. Know when you have to say goodbye. You ask yourself, by being intentional, does it matter in a relationship? Just ask yourself, do intentional matter in a relationship? See, when you set your intentional, it is another key to successful relationships, because you're intentionally putting the effort in. You're clear. You're authentic. You're going to do it at your pace. You're committed. Committed to what you believe, and also going to be committed to the relationship. So you have to make sure that you have to set the right intentions in place. Intentions in place become the key to a successful relationship. You will find out really how people care, how they show the way they care. It also gives you an opportunity to get a true ideal of how the relationship is going to be every day, because you're going to be putting the work, because you're starting at a point that we're putting the work in. So that means that it makes you very clear about what you're doing in this romantic relationship. So you always have to keep that in mind. That's truly, truly important. I want to give the next sponsors an opportunity to present exactly what they're doing. These are the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama, doing some awesome things. They always say their motto is to lead and not follow, to be the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. So this is what their promo is saying, but they also let you know it's all about the
indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
We want to thank the brother Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama, being co-sponsors of many of our shows and all being partners with us, and we thank you for doing that. And we truly understand your intent. So thank you so much. There's a couple of things I want to touch on we need to discuss. It's being able to discuss being intentional and dating with a purpose. See, the difference between putting the casual, the friends with benefit, the situationship, the one-night stands and all them in a category away from intentional. Because intentional is serious dating. It's a serious relationship. See, you have to have a purpose. Why are you dating? As I said in the things that you should be looking for when you're intentionally dating and what it starts at, being able to be clear on what you want. Making sure you're clear about what you're requesting of another person. Be authentic. Be authentic. You have to do this at your own pace. You control your time and your energy. Don't let nobody speed you up, and don't let them slow you down. Get the pace that you're comfortable with. Being intentional really means not being afraid. That's not being afraid to communicate, not being afraid to allow yourself to your inner self to be available. You become vulnerable, vulnerability. Making sure that when you're making an effort and you're intentionally doing it, it leaves no room for confusion. A lot of time in relationship, there's chaos, and with chaos is confusion. If you are dealing with someone with a chaotic mind, I'm going to tell you, you have a lot to work with. And kind of be real about those individuals. Being intentional also allows you to be clear when you deliver through your communication. I'm clear. I'm letting you know. This is going to be an intentional relationship, and the favorable outcome is marriage. We're going to work on our well-being. We're going to understand our love language. And we're going to give all we can give. First of all, we're going to make sure we understand and know what we want for each other. See, we figure everybody wants the same, and everybody don't want the same. And the genders prove that. See, when you talk about gender, when you're intentional, you know as a man that you need to be a provider, protector, prophet, and a priest. You know that. And your intent is to make sure you follow through with those top four. And as a young lady, you have to understand there are certain things that a man is looking for from you as well. They're looking for cooperation. They're looking for someone that's agreeable, fit, friendly, submissive, willing to work. I know you said, oh, I can't do that. Well, okay, you won't be able to meet the level you need to be because you're not hearing what the person is requesting of the other gender. That's what they're requesting. You make your request, because the first thing when you meet someone or somebody tell you about somebody having interest, the first thing come out as a female is what kind of job you have, what kind of career you have. So you want to know that so he can do what? Provide, so when you can go out on dates, you can pay for it. Same thing for that man. He wants to be able to go out when he goes on a date. You're cooperative. You're friendly. We have discussion. We can agree on things. It's not always a debate. This is not. This is making sure you get that clear. See, we have to understand that being intentional means I'm dating with purpose. And that purpose is what I shared earlier. You tell them I'm intentionally dating for a favorable outcome. And I have this attitude. This attitude said that I should only date if you're ready for marriage. You should have that attitude. Become for a purpose. If you want a casual date, have fun, enjoy yourself. But when you intentionally date, you got to put that purpose out there. I'm ready. I'm ready, so I want to date intentionally so I can be married. It's better to work as two than work as one. Being intentional also means treating a person differently than others. And what it means is this person becomes that special person to you. You don't need to feel any more calls. Because this person is the one now I'm willing to give my time to. Because we're intentionally dating for a favorable outcome to be married. And we also have to remember, when we're dating with a purpose, we have to value that individual's uniqueness. And you also, when they make their desires known, recognize them. If you're not able or willing to do it, I pretty much think you truly, truly need not to go into that relationship. You have to be dating that best fits you. You ask yourself, what is the dating that works for me? What form of dating works for me? We have been blessed with. It allows them the opportunity to pour into the lives of others. We serve our community. It allows the opportunity to focus on it's a beautiful thing, truly a beautiful thing. It never should be a time when you're dating freeze, confusion, and frustration. Never. That's why you go through the process of enjoying and go back to having a clear understanding of why you're dating. Be authentic or at your own pace. Keep your commitment to yourself. And that commitment is I'm committed to doing this, and I promise to keep this commitment. Know when to say goodbye, because there's going to be a time you're going to say goodbye. Singleness allows you to identify when it's time to leave. In intentional dating, we have to understand it's an opportunity to gear up, work toward marriage. And the end goal of that is courtship. How you court is very important. And one of the words you don't hear people, I'm going to court a person. He was said in the 40s and up to the 70s. Sometime in the 80s, they talked about courting, which is courtship. See, when you're intentionally dating, you know there's a favorable outcome because you have to put all commitment in to do it. This serious and exclusive dating. You're going to be seriously dating and exclusively that person. I have identified that person. So I'm going to make sure I put the work in. I'm going to make sure I give all I need to give. See, you're not looking for a hookup, what they call speed dating. See, when you're intentional about being successful in the relationship or in dating, you have to make sure you're really able to communicate your intentions, as I said earlier. Know your purpose in dating. I said that earlier. See, people don't realize you can look people up now, type the name in, they'll give you some basic information. Determine if he or she is a good fit. See, that relationship has to be a good fit. You don't want someone that got 50% in, 50% out, 80% in, 20% out, or vice versa. You want to see that you fit. You want to be able to set expectations high once you say, I'm committed and intentional. You have to sit down and discuss the difference with that person between casual and intentional dating. You set your goals high. You sit down and have a discussion. And then you set measurable goals like marriage. See, that's a measurable goal. You can have some checkpoints. You know where you are. I always think it was important that I had an opportunity to do this. Was I asked my wife when we was dating, and before we started dating, I know, will you date me? See, now you're taking a step beyond just simply assuming the person will tell you yes or no. And that way you'll know what direction. Now you know what the intentions are. That's important. Then to get to the next phase of it, and the checkpoint is you propose to the person. In a public place, you drop the one knee, and you propose. That's another checkpoint. You see how these are measurable checkpoints, are measurable goals? If you're not able to find out where that person and how that both all are in a position to see if y'all want to move toward the marriage like you should, then you don't have a way to really know where you are. So you have those checkpoints. First you ask, will you date me? Next you ask is, will you marry me? And the next checkpoint is that you get in the ceremony and you say, either I choose you, and they'll say, I choose you, or you say, I do. They say, I do. Checkpoints. Now you can work for that. Whatever fear you have, it may not work. People around me, you don't know how to work until you put your effort into it. We're not saying that anything's 100% guaranteed, but it's better to help our culture than unmarried people. We have to make sure we are. So you have to be intentional. And you have to truly, truly make sure you understand that you have to put the work in. See, you have to be clear. And you also have to be truly genuine. Old saying, say what I'm saying, say what you mean. You know, you say it, and I mean what I say. And you have to make sure. Now, I'm not saying you don't have to compromise. You have to compromise sometimes what you say. But you have to at least be willing to be genuine with that person. Always make sure you educate yourself on what you want. Too many times people don't truly know what they want. So you have to educate yourself. You have that supercomputer called a phone, an iPad, a laptop, anything you want to. It's never to a point you say, well, I didn't experience this back in my earlier days, but, I don't know. You can research everybody. You checking other individuals, the person you with, you checking them. Why can't you just check on what is needed to make sure once you go through the checkpoints and then you're in a marriage and you're working hard? You have to do that if you wanted to be successful. But I tell you, it's been awesome. We've talked about quite a few things, and hopefully you can answer that question of our title. Are you casual or intentional dating? What is your favorite outcome you want to have? Your outcome and somebody's outcome around you as your friend or being your girlfriend or whoever it is may be different. Choose your outcome. True to yourself on what you want. Intentionally date with a person. Truly, I want to thank you. There's several people I want to give a shout out that's been added, special on our Tumblr Live. There's a couple people, and that looked like Jay Brahman, Y, as well as Raven 92. And we have, as I may have said, there's Ambrosia Lap Partition. Thank you so much for joining us. All of you, hit them hearts over here. I need y'all to hit them hearts. I need to get them hearts up. I need you to hit a heart or two. I need you to do that on any device you're on. Hit a heart. Thank you so much for truly being a part of the show tonight. God has blessed us. It's just truly been a great opportunity to share on our title. Are you casual or intentional dating? I ask you that. So truly, truly ask yourself that. It's been awesome. We won't have another show until Monday of next week. We're looking, and it could be Tuesday because of our first Monday. We're getting back to our first Monday. We're talking real to you prime time, but we're going to make it on since the first Monday was this week, and last week started with the last day of the month, so the 31st. So we're going to move to the third Monday. We're going to start back with that show. We may look into September. We're working on that right now. God has blessed us one more time. As I talked, one of my devices decided it, decided to jump off. We want to keep it on. So truly, truly, it's a great opportunity. So check us out on Tuesday for sure. That will be the opportunity for the Dr. Love Show, the Relationship Talk Show with No Filters. Then Wednesday, we're really excited about Tell the Truth Prime Time. And then on Thursday, at 1 o'clock, we'll come back with our series on supporting boys to be impactful men in the future, which is the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. And then that night, we have the Love Cafe. And then we're going to come back and include back getting started with our sports, because we're getting ready for football season, and baseball season is going on as well. And we want to make sure we start up the football season. My team that's on top in prime time was excited about coming back and ready to go and make it do what it do. We're going to roll that back to Wednesday, and it will be on the it's going to be on the second Wednesday, second and fourth Wednesday of the month, instead of the first and third. The first and third is Tell the Truth prime time. So truly, truly, we're going to take advantage of the opportunity. I thank you for taking time tonight, for being a part of this. We have, this look like Dismiss the Psychness. I'm reading from up on the devices, and they're small, so we want to make sure. Thank you for joining us, each and every one of y'all, for taking time. Hopefully something was gained from here. God blessed us on each of our topics to be able to come before you, and he knows when it's right, it's part of the plan. So we bring the topic, not just because it's what we feel, it's because God places my heart and an opportunity to share with you. I want to truly tell you I love you, each and every one of you all. I truly love you, and it's from my heart. I'm so glad to be blessed to be able to tell you that. My heart is big enough to say that because I love from my inner self, not my outer self. And as we close out, I always tell you that hashtag of responsible. We want you to be responsible. We just went through a natural disaster in 2020. We were asked to be responsible then. We still got to continue to be responsible because it's not going anywhere. Yes, we have the vaccinations and had all those, but still it's there and it's coming. And several people are being diagnosed. Some of our hospitals over the last week or so have filled back up, not to the main capacity, but a few more people than they normally would get in a common cold season. Some people said summer is not a common cold time. Yes, it is for various people. And then there's sinus and allergy, all that come into play. So truly, truly, take care of yourself. It's being irresponsible. So we have hashtag responsible. And we want to make it do what it do. Hashtag WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And we're so glad to come before you. And as we close out, I just want to say this to you. Because, see, God has given us an opportunity to come before you one more time. And we're excited. See, because, see, he knows what's best. He knows how and when that he truly will lift you up even more. Because he has you every day. When you wake up, when you go to sleep, God has you. That's why I said God got you. And truly, truly trust in him like I do. And as we close out, we want to look at this. It said, ain't no way to love you. I can only just tell you and show it through my signs and let you know it's from my heart. But if you're out there casual dating, love is not going to play a major part in it. But when you're intentional dating, you can then be in love with someone. So have an awesome rest of the night. And we don't own the rights to the song, but we want to play this music.
Oh, my, 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 my. Oh, 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 oh.
All the
rest of what I'm talking about. It feels so good. It feels so right. I feel something goes wrong in your love life. You can't quite.
I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it.